This is Recruiting Daily's Recruiting Live Podcast. Real talk about talent acquisition, recruiting, sourcing, and hiring. With the godfather of sourcing. And now, welcome to Shally's Alley. With your host, the legend of legends, the big Bahumi, the salt in your shaker, Shally Steckerl.
So I get a lot of questions from recruiters about their emails and how big their subject line should be, and you know, or how short or how many words, or what I can, you know, do to help them get more responses. And I also get a lot of complaints about emails not being responded to. So, there's the bigger issue at hand here, which I think maybe we can leave for another conversation. And that's the fact that most of your emails are not actually being delivered. And you probably didn't even realize that. And so you think that your response rates are low, but it's not. You might be sending out 100 emails and you're only getting 10 responses. But what if I told you that only 20 of the emails actually got through? You don't have a 10% response rate. You have a 50% response rate. The problem is you don't have a 100% deliverability. So that's one problem. The other problem is, I don't know if you know this, but LinkedIn changed so that now when you get a LinkedIn message, it says, "Hey, Ryan, you have a message from Shally," and you have to click on it to go see what the message is. The subject line doesn't even carry through.
Yeah.
So that's reducing response rates. But anyway, I digress. There is something you can do about it. And I like to call it the 1-2-3 approach, or I used to call it the rope-a-dope approach for any of you that might be Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali fans. Yeah, so you know you wave your hand in one side to distract them, and then you give them a sucker punch with the right.
Yeah.
So it's my rope-a-dope. Not that I'm trying to punch candidates here, but you know.
Punch them in the throat.
It's kind of a hack. So it's a combination that works, right? So basically, this is a 7-step approach or a plan. Now, before I tell you this, I want to say that it's important that you recognize that you're probably not going to finish the plan. So I'm not saying every single candidate you got to talk to 7 times, because that's too much. But if you don't have a plan, then trying to retrofit into the plan when you realize you're not getting the responses that you want is really, really difficult. So you might as well lay the foundations and have this plan. So here's the plan. It takes place over 14 days. You can do it longer or shorter. And essentially, it includes a total of up to 7 emails, up to 4 calls, up to 3 texts, and up to 3 social messages. But remember, you're not doing this all at once. The first thing that I do is I send an email. The second thing that I do is I send the same email. I just forward it. Because what I found is that when you're emailing someone for the first time, usually, if that network has any suspicion about you whatsoever, which there could be a million reasons for that. Could be you, it could be your domain, it could be the words in the email, whatever, but it will quarantine it and not deliver it. However, if you send an email to that same person a second time, you're not a spammer, because spammers only email once from disposable accounts. Mm-hmm. So I literally just forward the first email. My response rates on first emails are like 10%. My response rates on second emails are like 30%.
Skyrockets.
So I know it works.
Now, are you putting any message in there when you forward that, or are you just forwarding the email?
My message in that other forwarded email is literally, and this is like 24 hours later, just basically says, "Hey, following up on my email from yesterday, wanted to make sure you got the note below." And what I get a lot of responses that say, "No, I didn't get it. So thanks for for sending it." Yeah, so I get that a lot.
Right.
So when I send that second email, so this is the second step. First step is the first email. When I send that second email, at that same time, I also make my first call and I leave a voicemail. I don't have phone numbers for everyone, so I'll call everyone whose phone numbers I do have. And when I make the phone call, immediately after that, I send a text message. But I place the call and send the text from the same number so that the text message serves as caller ID.
Right.
That way, you know, they're not going to recognize my number, but they get the text message with my name in it. And then now they know whose number that is. And also, if you're using an iPhone and, you know, it'll say, "Hey, do you want to receive their contact information?" So now you're a contact on their phone if you want. So that's basically the second one, is I email my forward, then call and text from the same number. Then I wait a couple of days. Now I'm sending a different email. This is technically the third email, but my response rates have gone to like 40%. So I'm only doing this for 60% of the emails.
Right.
And that's when I
Because the amount of people you're reaching out to,
right, is fewer.
Go away as they,
right.
Right, as they respond.
Yeah, 40% of them already replied, so I have a lot fewer to send. That's the third, which is technically the second email. But then this is where I also start my first social outreach. So let's say they're on LinkedIn, I'll do something on their message or post a comment or send them a Facebook message or whatever. I'll do something, one social, not seven, just one. Then I wait a couple more days and I send my third email, and that's when I call and text again. So I really only called and text twice, and they're 4 days apart. So totally normal, right? And if it's a weekend, it's sometimes 5 days apart.
Yeah.
Then I wait another day or two and send my fourth email, and then I do my second social. That's now, if I did Facebook, now I do Twitter. If I did LinkedIn, now I do Facebook, whatever.
Instagram, now, when you say you're doing social, you're connecting with these people, or are you sending them messages?
Message,
okay.
So you can message someone on Instagram, you can message someone on Pinterest, Facebook. The only way you can't message on is Twitter. You can't necessarily DM everybody, but you can mention them or, you can, try to find something else. But yeah, with Twitter, you follow, you retweet, you forward, you like. Those are all things that get their attention. Then, wait three more days and I send my fifth email, last call, last text. And then I wait a few more days, a couple more days, and I send my final email, which is my last ditch email, which basically says, hey, try to reach you, not getting a response, still want to talk to you, but I'm not going to stalk you anymore. This is the last message, whatever. And then I move that person into my cold file. That's pretty much it. So if you think about it, let's say that I've gotten to step three and, I've sent them one email and forwarded it, second email, third email. Now I'm on step three. A week has gone by, but my response rate is at 60%. I've only got 40% of the people that are going to get the fourth email or the fifth email. So it's very rare that I actually, and by the way, I usually make a placement by then. So,
we've already moved somebody through the pipeline
exactly
far enough along. So now a couple questions here. One, what are you using to send your messages? And are you automating that? And if you're not automating that, how are you tracking all of the responses manually without going insane?
Who said I wasn't going insane? great question.
Point taken.
So I'm a sorcerer. It's the definition of insanity. But there's two answers to that. I can do it manually, and I've got a system for that, obviously. But I can also do it automatically. And the automatically one, you have to have software for that. Mm-hmm. So some CRMs, as sophisticated as they are, don't even have that. Lead nurturing or drip marketing. Mm. It has to be a CRM that has the ability to send one email, then follow up with another email as a trigger, but only if that person did not reply, click, or view the email.
Right.
Otherwise, you're sending an email to someone saying, hey, I haven't heard from you, and they replied. So be careful with that. Yeah. Automation can also backfire.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of tools out there.
Yeah, and you don't need to have a recruiting-based tool for this, right? No. I mean, you've got Migos
Robots.
Basic is... Yeah, I mean Basic is... I mean, Seek MailChimp out. Is even offering this
MailChimp,
now.
Yeah.
Active Campaign Infusion, so you don't have to spend a ton of money.
Right.
There's a ton of these tools that are out there.
And if you use Seek Out, it's got already built in.
And it's got it built in, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So that's the automatic way. The manual way is I basically have tags and in my CRM. Mm-hmm. So when I make a list, here's my list for this project. I send an email to X amount of people. Then I tag those contacts with email one. Mm-hmm. It's literally a tag that says first email. Then as they reply, their status gets moved from outreach to dialogue. Mm-hmm. So, I do manually track that, but that's because I'm now having conversations with them.
Right.
They don't get the second email. If they bounce, they are knocked off the list. So anybody that doesn't bounce, doesn't reply, gets email two, and they get tagged email two.
Right.
So next time around, I can pick up by doing a search on this list, email two, and I know that I can send them email three.
Right.
So it's just tags.
Okay.
And literally it's, first, second, third, fourth, fifth email for second, fourth.
Right.
Third call, text, or bad email, bounced, whatever, and that helps me track it. And also in the future, I can reuse a list because if that was a bad email or a bad phone number and I still made a placement, I'm keeping the data because next time around, rather than sourcing, I may just take a minute to find a new phone number and now I have a ready-made candidate.
Right. Enhance the data, find the number,
better
email, whatever it
is. Which I didn't need last time, but now I do.
Right. And if they've reached out, if they reached back out to you last time, you're already ahead of the game.
Yeah, especially if it took 6 months. I mean, I still get messages from people 6 months later.
Yeah. I'm definitely a fan of the automated process and not the manual. That's for sure. I think that's crazy. But I'm guessing there are plenty of recruiters out there that have to do it manually because their organization's not funding them with, you know, the funds for the proper tool.
So Mission Control,
to use it.
If you go to SRCN, SRCN.co /MC, like microphone.
Okay.
You can download a copy of Mission Control and it's got this built in, the tags and everything. So you can track it manually. And it's a lot easier once you have the tags. Mm-hmm. And I make use of drop downs so you don't have to type. You just literally, you can import data and then just toggle things and copy and paste things, and it makes it a lot easier.
You've been listening to the Recruiting Live podcast by Recruiting Daily. Check out the latest industry podcasts, webinars, articles, and news at recruitingdaily.com.